Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this should be very informative, having Jim Tucker, the elder omnibudsman of exposing Bilderberg, along with the young whippersnapper, doing a great job, Luke Radowski, out there. So it's going to be very, very informative and exciting. We're going to have both of them in place from Bilderberg 2011, reporting for us from Switzerland. We're going to have our great team in England and here in the U.S. conferring with them continually and getting the latest information up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. We've also got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in 30 minutes. Then we've got Mike Adams, headline at Infowars.com. Forensic evidence emerges that European E. coli superbug was bioengineered to produce human fatalities. I called that last week. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. We've got Paul Craig Roberts joining us in T-minus 31 minutes. How the empire will prevail. Will Washington foment war between China and India? So all of that is coming up today. Now, that said, I mentioned it a little bit yesterday, but I want to spend some time when we come back from break here. This little short segment. Why do we do this little five-minute segment? Well, some stations don't want to carry the news. And so years ago, now 14 years ago on Genesis, 14 years ago, wow, time flies, when I got on Genesis, we decided to do this first 5 minutes, and a lot of the stations do carry it, but also then like to be careful when I come back at the next segment when everybody's listening, you know, to get into the most important information. So we're going to be getting into the 25, 63, no one's sure, incredible footage of crowds of peaceful demonstrators being mowed down. And regardless of which side of the fence you're on, or even if you're neutral with this whole tribal warfare situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians, these were peaceful crowds, and it is Syrian territory that was taken. And to watch them being mowed down, and then to watch our media, you know, act like it's the protesters' fault, while meanwhile saying we've got to invade all these countries and overthrow Egypt and overthrow Gaddafi, and it's not a ground war, but it is, because Gaddafi might have shot some protesters. It's incredible. I mean, you know, the Chinese are bad for killing people at Tiananmen Square, but Israel's good doing this. You can't be a sane person. I mean, if you embrace what Israel's done, you've got to embrace China running over people with tanks and shooting them at Tiananmen Square. You've got to embrace Gaddafi, what he's been accused of. You've got to embrace Saddam Hussein. I mean, in every society, mowing down peaceful people, I mean, they could have shot them with water cannons. They could have arrested them. No, they just shot them. Can you imagine if the illegal aliens coming across the border, many of which have guns and are violent, were mowed down like that? What the media would do? I mean, I'm not for open borders, and I'm against, you know, the horde of illegal aliens pouring in and waving Mexican flags, but I would decry and try to go protect them if our troops were just shooting them. I mean, including teenagers and people, just mowing them down. And I've heard our media going, good, kill them, they're Arabs. I mean, we've dehumanized these Arabs in this country, and it's wrong. And, I try to stay out of the whole Israel thing because it's a big tar baby. It's never going to stop. It just goes on and on and on. And I know that all cultures have corruption problems. You know, it's not that I'm anti-Israel or that I'm anti-Germany or anti-China or anti-Russia or anti-America. Corrupt governments run all these countries. And Israel does horrible, evil things. But I don't have like some, you know, hatred. It's more just scientific looking at it, and Israel's a tyranny. And Israel's involved in our internal politics, and I don't like it. And so I'm going to break it down on the other side. Just a cold, hard fact straight ahead. Then we'll get into Adam Gadon, Israeli operative wants our guns.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a follower of Thomas Jefferson. I'm a follower of George Washington. I've read their writings. I know what they stood for. And compared to other philosophers, soldiers, authors, thinkers, they are heads above the rest. And I've taken a sampling of a wide spectrum of philosophy from different cultures. And George Washington said we shouldn't be involved in foreign entanglements. Well, I'm an American taxpayer, and at least $3 billion a year of my money goes to Israel. $3 billion goes to Egypt, billions here, billions there, and then there's all the military aid on top of it. And I'm tired of it. My government isn't my government. It's run by the Bilderberg Group, 125 of the owners and CEOs and leaders of the Fortune 100. And we get their minutes, we get their documents here and there. They want tyranny, they want a police state, they want a world government. And Israel is basically a Western outpost to project power into the region. You know, I don't have a fetish for bashing Israel. And I've noticed that people that go after Israel, a lot of them tend to be very vitriolic themselves and make up a lot of stuff and be very vicious. And not be reasonable, and to be part of their own hate cult. See, people are trained to think either you're for this group or you're against this group, or you're either for the Republicans or against the Republicans, or either for the Democrats or against the Democrats. No, I don't want any of it. It's all basically going in the same direction. And I think because in the last 16 years, I was somewhat ignorant about all the details of Israel 16 years ago, and I had more of a pro-Israel stance at that time, just because I was brought up a conservative, brought up, you know, mainline Christian, and you're taught Israel's ganged up on, they're the little guy, you've got to, you know, support them. I mean, that was just not even so much for my parents, though they were never anti-Israel, but just the culture I grew up in Dallas. And you are a product of where you come from. And then over the years, I've been attacked by people who've lied about me and done stalker stuff and made stuff up. I'd say about 99% of it's false, you know, claiming I work for Israel and things like that. And those people, a lot of them I think are government operatives, and it's been proven a lot of them are, like Hal Turner and others, but others are just mentally ill. And they're so mentally ill that when I say that, they put out articles saying, Alex Jones says, if you don't worship Israel, you're mentally ill. No, I said, if you say, I work for Israel, that you are mentally ill. They go, see, he said you're mentally ill if you don't worship Israel. That's not what I said. So the system almost tries to force you into a position. You either strap on a Nazi armband, wear a Palestinian headdress, or you join Israel. And see, I don't want to join Israel. And I don't want to join groups that literally say if you fall on a banana peel that Israel did it. I mean, there are folks out there saying that Israel blew up Fukushima. Or when there's an earthquake, Israel did it. I mean, you know, my issue is governments are corrupt. China's corrupt. The U.S. government, the German government, the Russian government. That's the nature. That's history. That's what the founders taught. It's what philosophy shows. It's what Plato wrote about. The Greeks were corrupt. So were their enemies, the Persians. I'm not for the Persians. I'm not for the Greeks. I understand human nature. And so people want to make things so simplistic. But looking at Israel, studying what Israel does, because Israel's been given so much unconditional support, it's like a teenager who you let do whatever they want. Here, have the house, have the car, have all the money, do whatever you want. I mean, you know, those kids generally are going to go to hell in a handbasket. So looking at Israel from that perspective, Israel has been given such a long leash that Israel does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and more I get angry at Israel. Because I want to be left alone. I want to be an American. I want my sovereignty. And I see the Israeli lobby in this country always at the forefront of trying to push open borders and globalism. Always at the forefront of the ADL and others demonizing anybody that doesn't want the banks to take over, called banker bailout. I see the Israeli lobby. I mean, they have meetings here in Austin every month, the ADL pushing to restrict the Second Amendment. And the ADL admittedly is basically Israeli intelligence. Look, I don't like Russian spies in America. I don't like British spies in America. I don't like Israeli spies in America. But let me tell you, the Russians and the British and others can't get away with stuff like this. My grandfathers, both of them, you know, signed up for World War II. My dad's dad flew B-17s over Europe and barely survived. Never even talked about it until after he was dead and we got it all out of his trunk. All the medals and the rest of it. And then this guilt for Nazi Germany has somehow been placed on America, where if you don't do whatever Israel says or does, you committed the Holocaust. If you're for the Second Amendment or you want to abolish the Federal Reserve, you hate Jews. Well, and it's always injected in there. I just want my freedom. I just want my Second Amendment. And you look at the Israeli lobby, Chuckie Schumer and Rahm Emanuel, whose daddy was, you know, ear gun, and he's part of the Israeli Defense Forces. Here in America, coming and saying they want to take my guns away and have a no-gun buy list if they put me on a list, that Israel is advising TSA on how to set up domestic checkpoints and police departments. It's all over the news. I mean, get out of my life. Get off my back. Stop pushing. Stop doing what you're doing. And then it's shameful to see this footage, and we'll play some of it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in the background while I'm talking about it, of hundreds of peaceful protesters with their Syrian flags on what was Syria being mowed down, being shot, and they're being killed. And it's happening in front of everyone. And as I said on PrisonPlanet.tv in the background, we'll roll some of that video, not the audio. But I don't like the communist Chinese leadership. And I remember back under Clinton, if you criticize the communist Chinese and their spies and our government and the missile secrets, CNN would say people don't like what China's doing because they're anti-Asian. Oh, you don't like Obama's health care? You're anti-health care. Or you're anti-black. What does that have to do with it? It's dishonest. It's a label. So I don't like Tiananmen Square and tanks running over people and people being shot. I don't like watching the Mexican government a few years ago shoot peaceful protesters, and I got angry about it. Not because I hate Mexicans, because I hate their government. And it's the same thing with Israel. I don't have some beef with Jewish people. I know Jewish people are diverse. I don't like the Nazis and people, you know, that say Jews are inherently evil, or groups that say, black groups that say whites are inherently evil. But at the same time, then, by setting Israel up as infallible and can do no wrong, we allow Israel to engage in espionage inside the United States, to manipulate our politics, and to now get to the point of peaceful protesters coming across and not water canning them, not arresting them, but shooting them, killing upwards of 63 and injuring hundreds. And even as they left, Israel continued to shoot them, it's being reported. I mean, this is Tiananmen Square. This is, Israel said they didn't shoot people when they came down on board the flotilla, but the evidence showed they did. Well, what do you think's going on right here? I mean, this is in plain, broad daylight. People say, well, it's a Syrian stunt. Whatever, it used to be Syrian land. Those people have a lot of courage to march up unarmed and then to be shot. I want the Syrians to live in peace. I want the Israelis to live in peace. But it's a political football of tribal warfare that is a big money sink that is never going to go away. The Israelis aren't going to go anywhere. They got 400 nukes. The Arabs aren't going to go anywhere. And this whole thing is going like a freight train towards World War III, and I don't want World War III. Also, the West is involved in the Arab Spring, overthrowing. Think about this. Overthrowing a 31-year dictator who tortured people for Israel and the U.S., who did anything he was told, Hosni Mubarak, and then they say, oh my gosh, they shot at some protesters, step down, Mubarak, you shot and killed two protesters. That was the first event. Two people. Israel shoots and kills 63, and we're told, this is wonderful, the protesters asked for it. State Department says, protesters, show restraint. Headlines, violence on the border, not massacre. Oh, there's violence. It's the Syrians' fault. I can't live lies. I can't see the Israeli lobby teamed up with the British European lobby in the U.S. pushing for this war in Libya that they said wasn't a war and isn't a ground war and that would last 2 days, not 3 months. Now they're saying it's going to go into next year. Lies, lies, lies. I can't watch Israel sit there and mow down hundreds of people, killing 63 of them in cold blood, and then see Hosni Mubarak, their own minion who they betrayed. That's what I mean. There's no honor here, even with their own dictators. And then they tell you, oh, we got to go into Libya because he may have shot some protesters. And it turns out that's not even true. And he had rape gangs with Viagra. That wasn't true. That he went to Venezuela. That wasn't true. It's just total 1984. Up is down, down is up, black is white. Ministry of Truth. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm going to come back, finish up with this, get into Adam Gadahn, the anti-gun lobby, using Al-Qaeda to go after our guns.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The point I'm trying to get at dealing with Israel, we are tribal creatures. As we go back thousands of years ago, your tribe did stand for you and you had to protect yourselves, or the other tribe would come and take your land, kill your men, and take your women and children as slaves if they wanted them. That's been the universal rule of human society. We just do it on more of a modern format today. And so my issue is, I don't apologize for criticizing Israel. I try to clarify. Because if you just hate Israel, that then feeds into this global balkanization and division and dehumanizes the people in Israel, just like our media seeks to dehumanize the Palestinians. Okay? And so what I'm getting at here is that I don't like any of these governments. They're all corrupt. They're all evil. They're all grabbing for whatever power they can get. You understand that? It's Israel's corrupt. The U.S. government's corrupt. They're all corrupt. They're all lying. They all have powerful financial interests who are completely ruthless and competing with each other to set up a world government and to decide who's going to run that world government. But as a moral person, when you see an outrage like this, you must speak out against it. When you see these people being mowed down. And this will only inflame more tensions. This will only... I mean, Israel's not stupid. They gave those soldiers those orders. That's admitted to mow those people down. It's just like the Jefferson Memorial with the police body slamming and choking people for silently dancing. That made 20 times more people show up this weekend. Now those park police that body slammed them may lose their job, the Washington Post is reporting. See, so why would Israel mow down peaceful people, civilians? Why would they do something that they know will turn world attention against Israel? Well, if you look, the Israeli lobby is lockstep with MI6, European intelligence, and U.S. intelligence fomenting rebellions all over the Middle East. Because the globalists want a powder keg in the Middle East. You heard Jim Tucker from his Bilderberg source. He doesn't know why. The source didn't tell him why they want the Middle East to blow up. I'll tell you why. Because they want to start what could lead to a giant regional conflict engulfing Pakistan, India, and China. They caught CIA people trying to sell and give uranium to Al-Qaeda, groups they control, to then blame it on Pakistan to invade that country. The bankers have created a global meltdown. They need a new giant diversion, a new war, so big, as Rand Corporation said 2 years ago, and Paul Watson wrote about it, so big that everybody forgets about losing their house. People forget about the gas prices. People forget about the imploding economy. And they rally around primitively around the government, and then they can get through their carbon tax. They can get through their TSA on the streets. They can get through this entire system. And so I have to look out for my interests as an American. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, protects me as a hedge against tyranny. When you get rid of those checks and balances on government and corporations, in every case in history, you get overrun and enslaved. And those checks and balances are being removed right now. And we've got Reuters articles here where the World Bank openly calls for a global tax to be paid to them on all carbon activities. World Bank to suggest CO2 levy on jet shipping fuel. Then it goes on. You can read the full New World Bank report. They've been putting out similar reports for more than 20 years, calling for total control paid to the private banks, the ones doing all of this. And I don't care if you're German, Jewish, Chinese, Mexican. You better get it through your head. 99.9% of us are going to be hurt by this. The globalists are waging war against the real free market, against prosperity. They openly say in every one of their major reports they want a post-industrial world. They already own the world through fraud. They don't want you to be able to compete. That's what the government health care is about. That's what the carbon tax is about. Giving waivers to insiders. Letting insiders build coal plants, you can't. Letting insiders drill for oil, but you can't. It's a managed economy, going back to royalty, where you had to get a letter, a license, an authorization. And by the way, first they give you licenses and give them to everybody. Then over time, in every culture, they phase out the licenses, like in New York, where they started licensing, 50-plus years ago for guns? Everybody got one for a few bucks. Then they stopped giving the licenses, unless you paid off the politicians $30,000, unless you jumped through the hoops. So all the mobsters can pay off the cops. They got guns, but you don't. And it's the same thing. It's a global licensure. Now, when we come back, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up then, because now I'm gotten behind. We'll get into Adam Gadon and the fact that they say Al-Qaeda is going to start shooting people everywhere, so the government needs to go ahead and take your guns. This coinciding with Obama getting ready to announce his new gun control measure, Al-Qaeda comes in to agree with him and help.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Then it fell apart.
Well, Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, and countless others have broken down the geopolitical facts. There's an attempt to claim that the Pakistani government is working with Al-Qaeda. CIA officer was trying to give them chemical, biological, radiological weapons over a month ago. That there's a move to try to destabilize that region and basically start World War III. The RAND Corporation, close to 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, called for something even bigger than the Iran or Iraq war or the Afghan situation, something bigger than just a single war, to be able to smokescreen the global banking implosion that the IMF and World Bank openly hope to transform into this new bank of the world. You got the euro plunging. All this is happening. That's when governments start wars. Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former number two man, head of policy at the Department of Treasury, has got a new report out today. How the Empire Will Prevail. Will Washington foment war between China and India? We'll be talking to him in one moment. Up on DrudgeReport.com, on the right-hand column, prominent Swiss politician calls for arrest of Kissinger at Bilderberg Summit. And that's the great reportage of Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. And we are going to be covering Bilderberg throughout this week. And you also heard Jim Tucker earlier from his Bilderberg source. Bilderbergs are desperately struggling Bilderberg Group meeting to try to save the euro. I know Watson's going to do another blurb on that very newsworthy information as some of the top, most wealthy people in the world meet. Before we go to Dr. Roberts, also want to remind listeners that if you want to expose the private Federal Reserve banking cartel and its private shareholders, the new animated film, The American Dream, is available at Infowars.com. It is your purchase of the books, the videos, new Discover the Spirit of 1776 t-shirt. It's my favorite. It is your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials that funds this operation. It is your support of the sponsors. But plus, and more importantly, it's double plus good, to use an Orwellian term. All of the books, the films, the t-shirts, what do? They get the word out to the public. The public is ready to hear the truth now. The fact that I'm on the cover of Talkers Magazine, that this weekend I am the keynote speaker in front of 1,000 program directors, CEOs. You know, Limbaugh's been their keynote speaker. Hannity's going to be there. Why would I be the keynote speaker? Because a lot of people figured out there's no room for them in this new world order. They realize the stuff we talk about here is real, that our predictions are accurate, that we know what we're talking about. Truth is an idea whose time has come. Okay? It's here. It's on. So the fields of minds are fertile to be awakened and unshackled. Infowars.com to check out the online video, apparel bookstore, prisonplanet.tv, live streaming video, 15 cents a day. All of this funds us. And if you believe in what we're doing, buy a book, buy a t-shirt, buy a DVD. You can make copies of all of my films. I want you to air them on Access TV. You can call us toll free, 888-253-3139. As well, if you wish, 888-253-3139, or write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So much is happening. I want to get into the geopolitical move to get a war started in Central and Southern Asia and the subcontinent. I want to get in with Dr. Roberts, Israel mowing down and killing reportedly 63 people, and American TV's like, good, they deserve it. But then we've got to attack Gaddafi because he might have killed a couple people, and we got to overthrow Mubarak because he might have killed a couple. I mean, look, if you worship Israel, whatever. I've tried to stay out of this tar baby because I just want my Bill of Rights, my Constitution, my Second Amendment, my property rights. But give me a break, folks. I mean, Israel, all right, kill them Arabs, blow them away. They're peaceful. Shoot them when they run. Man, that's manly. They're unarmed, trying to get their own property back, southern Syria. But then, well, let's go to Dr. Roberts. We'll get his take on that as well. But we got to get that Gaddafi. He might have shot somebody. It isn't a ground war. They're just troops on the ground. I mean, we're entering 1984. Dr. Roberts, great to have you here with us today, sir, via video Skype.
Thanks, Alex.
Well, you just heard me ranting there. I mean, I feel like I've woken up in 1984 squared, but your big article today, it's up on Prison Planet, InfoWars, and other great sites everywhere. What's your take on the attempt to start World War III?
Well, Alex, my column that's up today is speculative. I did it to get people thinking and watching the situation. Because the real unresolved problem for Washington is China. They don't really know what to do about China because it has arisen very fast economically, and it's also rising fast militarily. But it also has the diplomatic advantage over the United States. It doesn't threaten people and bully them. It offers them cooperation, economic development.
Soft power.
It's a soft power that we used to emphasize before the brown-shirted neoconservatives took over Washington. So the question is, what will Washington do about China? The anxiety has worsened since Strauss-Kahn, the former director of the IMF, issued the report recently that within 5 years, China would be the number one economic power in the world. And 5 years is not very long to plan for what to do about a rising power. And so I noticed certain things have been happening. Now, one, we've been farming all over India. We've had massive arms sales to them. We have these military cooperation agreements and joint military exercises. And you have to wonder about that. You know, why is India related to America's strategic military interests? And we've seen recently, because of the alleged commando raid that killed bin Laden, that the United States has been increasing its pressure on Pakistan, threatening it. And we've seen the various reports that American military leaders believe we cannot prevail in Afghanistan unless we widen the war into Pakistan, because the Taliban have sanctuaries there, and so on and so on. And lo and behold, what happened? The Pakistanis got the message and they ran off to China. And the Pakistani prime minister said that China was their best and most trusted friend. And the Chinese, according to the Indian press, it's all over the Indian press, called Washington and told Washington to leave Pakistan alone, to respect its sovereignty, and that China would regard any U.S. military attack on Pakistan as an attack on China. Well, that is an amazing kind of ultimatum, not the kind we haven't seen since World War One or World War Two, and it shows a commitment of China to Pakistan. Well, this has to really upset the Indians to find that Pakistan, that they have differences with, is now under the protection of China. And so I would expect that the Washington now sees a way to deal with China, and that's to involve it in a war with India. And since they're both nuclear powers, there's a good chance that it would go nuclear. So most likely what Washington would do in this type of situation is to remove itself from contention with Pakistan and China and substitute India. And Washington seems to be very good at getting other people to do its dirty work. You know, witness Britain and France today in Libya.
Yeah, surrogates, kamikaze states.
That's right, and NATO and Afghanistan. And so the ability of the Americans to purchase leaders in other governments, or to manipulate them, to lead them into doing Washington's will is proven. And so I just drew a speculative conclusion. I don't know that this would happen. But
Sir, it's very clear the decision was made really in the last 10-15 years consciously to shift from a free society to an authoritarian one. So these global interests that use America as its juggernaut are domestically clamping down as well. And I think the point you made that it's Washington, not America. America is drug kicking and screaming the addled sitcom watching Prozac public, but also the 30, 40, 50 million conservatively that really are awake, that are libertarian, that are constitutionalist. The anti-war movement's been publicly taken over by the Ford Foundation. We are a captured state. And looking at that, that's why the U.S. Controllers are so arrogant, is we have the nuclear weapons, Israel has the nukes, Europe has nukes, England has nukes, but they are emboldened by feeding on defenseless third world states, kind of like Hitler attacking the old world Poland with their horse-drawn artillery. It was a joke, but at a certain point they do run into China. They do run into Russia, who I'm not saying are great guys, and I've got a love affair with them, but you can't say China's bad mowing down people at Tiananmen Square if Israel's good mowing them down. At the end of the day, I'm just coldly, as a political atheist, looking at the lay of the land, or political realist is a better term, and it's clear in every case in history, when the West begins to collapse, it starts a giant war, normally with itself. And you say you're speculating. Dr. Tarpley, General Hamid Ghul, countless others who I really respect in my own analysis, I mean, they're clearly in there, and they're selling the PR and the whole bin Laden fable to attack Pakistan. So it's, I guess, in a pincer with India and Kashmir and the U.S. through Afghanistan and then out of the Gulf into there. I mean, any way you slice it, we know the West is fomenting many of these rebellions that were already ready to go, but they triggered it in the Middle East. It's on. I mean, clearly they're moving in to a very dangerous phase of geopolitical destabilization, I guess as a political smokescreen for the collapsing economies?
Well, it could be, but that assumes that they know that they're collapsing, and that's not clear that they know that. Or it could be a combination of things. I think probably one of the most important is the Washington's drive for hegemony over the world, and the neoconservative drive for American hegemony. You know, it's like we said some years ago when this first appeared, the neoconservatives are the new Jacobins. You know, the Jacobins of the French Revolution that wanted to spread the French Revolution to all of Europe. And so we had all the decades of the Napoleonic Wars and so on. So there are many reasons, and they all could come together to support war. But I think you're correct that war is on the agenda, and it's where things are headed. In fact, it may be so much on the agenda that's out of control, and it may be almost impossible, even if Washington wanted to pull back on it. You see, the whole Libyan thing is about ejecting China from its oil investments in eastern Libya. The Syrian thing is about ejecting Russia from its Syrian naval base. Well, so it's gone already from beating up on Iraq and Yemen and Pakistan to confrontations, even if indirect under the cover of the Arab Spring, but they are confrontations between Washington and China and Washington and Russia, and they affect both China and Russia's strategic interests.
Sir, you just hit on something, obviously being a big history buff, because those that know history are not doomed to repeat it. If you look at Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and his magic flute, that really made folks mad, and he died pretty quick thereafter. But if you read about the Jacobins, they wanted, what, a 9-day work week? They wanted to change and get rid of the family. They wanted to abolish technology. They wanted to be God. And that was the Illuminati who was the precursor of that, 1776 Ingolstadt University. And you tell the general public this, they just don't understand it. But you look at the communists that then came out of that, there's a direct historical mainline connection to that. You see the Trotskyites founding the neocons after Trotsky was run into Mexico and then killed. And then the founder of the neocons being the deputy Trotskyite. And then you've got all those guys entering the White House. That's why they want to read. And you've got Gingrich writing books about ending American sovereignty and writing the intro to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's, you know, world government book. So you just brought that up. I mean, they want order out of chaos, as Bush said, and that's their stratagem. And really what it is nothing but a light nomenclature to encapsulate their insanity. These people are the great-great-great-grandchildren of the Illuminati, and you just said it.
Well, they've got more chaos than order.
Yeah. But you just said it. They are the Illuminati.
Well, I don't know how they think of themselves, and the parallel you draw may be accurate. But the issues before us are not historical. They're the present day and the future. And the question is, how do you pull back from these confrontations? We want China out of Africa because it has oil investments in three countries, Angola, Nigeria, and Libya. And so we want them out because it's a way of hurting their economy by making their oil supplies less certain. Of course, they can buy oil in the markets as long as is available to them. But the backup investments they had were was like insurance, and so we're depriving them of the insurance. That'll make them a bit more nervous. They won't like it. Their hostility toward the United States will rise. And the same with Russia. We have Russia ring with military bases, and now it has a naval base in the Mediterranean that Washington thinks of as its sea. And Washington doesn't want Russia to have a naval base there. And so the turmoil has been stirred up in Syria. And I'm sure a lot of that turmoil is indigenous and right, but there's the CIA's hand there. Reports are clear that we've been supporting opposition groups there with money and apparently now with weapons.
Stay there, Dr. Roberts. I want to get your take on where you see this going, on the massacre that our media is applauding against the Syrians. How can they attack Gaddafi, claiming he did something like this with no proof, but then praise open mass murder in front of everyone of peaceful protesters? This is the opposite of our republic.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
All right, final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we have Mike Adams. Food wars, how European health authorities are using the E. coli scare to wage economic warfare against vegetable farmers. Big Agra always uses this stuff when generally they're the cause, to then go after the small producers. The same thing's happening in Europe, and evidence shows it's genetically engineered. That is coming up. A lot of other important news. Dr. Roberts, we've only got about 4 minutes left with you. What's your view of Israel mowing down, reportedly killing, MSNBC says, 63 peaceful people walking onto Syrian land? They were behind barbed wire. They could have just arrested them. Instead, just shoot them in front of the Israelis actually released footage of it. But then we've got to invade Libya because he might have shot a couple of protesters. And so we've got to have a new war. But it's not a ground war, but it is. I mean, this hypocrisy has reached new heights.
Yes, of course. But you see, the Palestinians are demonized, aren't they? They're all terrorists. They all run around with bombs on their bodies. And so no one cares what happens to the Palestinians. They're demonized, like the Senator Edwards is now being prosecuted for a non-crime by the Department of Justice. And, of course, as we've already discussed, Libya, the whole reason is to check China. It has nothing to do with anything that Gaddafi did except let China into Libyan oil investments. So you do a very good job, Alex, on your show of making it clear that literally everything that is told to us by the media is a lie, serving some more powerful interests. And so that's just what we see, everything. And you expose it over and over, such as this problem with alleged problem with German vegetables. It's everything is a lie to serve a powerful interest. And so Gaddafi, we've never heard a word about him being oppressive or anything of the sort. And all of a sudden, we have to get him out because he's oppressive. Well, we're getting him out because of China's oil investments.
In closing, Standard & Poor's a few months ago said we may lose the credit rating, and then that would make the deficit exponentially larger. And now Moody's is coming out saying something similar. Are things accelerating towards ahead?
No, what they're saying, they're giving the Republicans pressure to put on Obama to cut Medicare and Social Security. That's what that's about. Do you really think Moody's could get away with reducing the U.S. credit rating? They would be arrested. They would be waterboarded. They would be said to be terrorists, hurting the war on terror, trying to bring America down. There's no chance of any of these punk rating agencies. They all answer to Wall Street. Wall Street's their paymaster.
Well, I totally agree. It's right when they want to pass new gun control. Adam Gadon comes out and says Al-Qaeda wants to buy guns at gun shows. Right when they're trying to do the austerity to give the bankers more of our money, they have their rating, just like Paulson terrorized people in October of 2008, saying give us money or we'll plunge the economy.
Right. So, no, they're not going to downgrade. It's all propaganda to help the Republicans cut Social Security and Medicare. That's what it's all about. And Wall Street wants those cut because it wants them privatized, because it can make more hundreds of billions of dollars. If they can privatize Social Security, they can privatize Medicare. That's money for Wall Street. And so that's what it's about.
All right. His book is available in bookstores everywhere and at Amazon, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. We have that link to the bottom of his latest article, How the Empire Will Prevail, Will Washington Foment War Between China and India? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of Treasury. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Doc.
Enjoyed being with you, Alex.
Enjoyed having you. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.